Good morning. Yeah, it's really good to be back. It's really good to see you guys. You guys have meant so much to us while we've been out there. I just was telling George right before the service that the emails that you would send in response, like, it might feel like kind of a two-second response, like praying for you, but they meant so much to us while we were there, even with the tornadoes and the earthquakes in Japan, and you guys checking up on us and asking how you can pray for us. It meant so much more than you could imagine while we were out there, so thank you. I wanted to share just maybe one or two stories. First, I think when we got to Japan, some of you might remember that we had a pretty hard time getting there, so we had some obstacles that God kind of brought us through, but when we arrived, we really saw that God had been preparing the way for us in just phenomenal ways. So, I mean, the students were just so hungry and so ready to hear the gospel, and they wanted to be discipled. They wanted leadership. They wanted to know what the gospel looked like in action. So it was, we kind of joked that they were just much more almost like teachable than any students that we had ever discipled or worked with. So that was just amazing to see, just the group that we gathered. Like, we started a Friday night Bible study within a few weeks of getting there, and it just grew, and students were hungry to hear the gospel. So that was just really good news to see how kind of ready they were to see God move. So one of the ladies that I discipled, her name was Daisy, and she was actually from Rwanda. So when I got there, I was discipling probably between seven and ten women for the time that I was there, because I was actually the only English-speaking staff in all of Tokyo, I think. So maybe all of Japan, I think. So they were very hungry for female staff to disciple the women, and they were like, these women were very hungry to just know what it looked like to live out the gospel in Japan. So I was discipling a mix of Japanese women and international women that were students there. So one of the women, she was from Rwanda, and she had been searching for a Christian community in Japan. She was a medical student studying to become a doctor. And so she had been going to an African fellowship that wasn't, everyone in the group wasn't Christian. But, you know, she was finding kind of a group that was like her to be with in Japan, because it can be very lonely out there as an international student. So she started coming to our Bible study and started telling us just what it was like to be an international student in Japan, and how she had Japanese friends in her lab that she was doing research in, but she didn't know how to start bringing up the gospel and how to start talking to them about Jesus. So something that I did pretty regularly while I was here in America was I would visit campuses and do prayer walks with students, and that was just kind of like very common. And so I said, like, oh, well, let me come to your campus and we'll pray together. She was like, what? Like, what? That's a thing? Like, she just had no idea that I would be willing to do that just as a campus minister. She thought that we could only kind of do fellowship like at church or at kind of like a very specialized location. But I was like, no, Jesus is here. Like, Jesus is on this campus, and we can actually invite his spirit here. Just like that song was saying, you know, your spirit is here, Jesus, and you can do work any place that we invite you. So she was really moved by that, and I really started to see her, as we were there, start entering into conversations about Jesus with her friends that she just didn't have the boldness to do before, and she didn't really have the tools either, or just really kind of the perspective that Jesus was at work on her campus. So that was really great. And I could go more into that, but I'm sure Brian has things to say too. So.
Yeah, in case some of you guys don't know us, we spent the last 2 years as missionaries to university students in Tokyo, Japan. We spent about half of our time with international students and about half our time reaching Japanese students. And just to give you an idea of what the average Japanese student's experience is like in Japan as a Christian, many of the students we worked with were the only young person in their entire church, and many of the students that we knew on campus were the only Christian that they knew on campus. So when we would visit them sometimes, they would be very excited that a staff was there because they had someone to meet with and pray with and study the Bible with. And our sister movement in Japan is reaching about 250 universities in Japan, but there's only about 26 staff. So that means each staff is assigned to approximately 10 universities. And they're working 70 or 80 hours a week just to try and meet with all these students who are really hungry. So our presence meant that we could visit a few campuses. And for us, it was just one of the most happy and fruitful times of our life. We loved it, and we really hope that we can go back as missionaries. To share a short story of what some of our interactions with Japanese students looked like, there was one student who just seemed like they were always getting into conflict with other people, which was very unusual. It wasn't something we saw on campus a lot. And we began to notice that this particular student was always missing meetings, but was always seemed to be hanging out with their non-Christian friends. And we'd been praying that we would meet evangelists. And I began to realize and put one together. I said, this person's getting in conflict with everyone because they want to reach non-Christians on campus more. And so I began coaching and kind of discipling them through the process of how to relate to their friends. And they started to see a lot of evangelistic fruit in bringing their friends to faith who were not Christians. So that was just some of what we would do on campus, is we would meet students who were hungry for discipleship and who wanted to reach their friends and help empower them to share the gospel in a country that's less than 1% Christian. Just an update practically on what's going on for us. I've stepped out of a role as a campus minister, so we're not working for InterVarsity at this point. We hope to continue as missionaries in the future, but at this point I've taken a secular job working in a more quantitative field, and my hope is in about 6 to 12 months to take some part-time seminary courses through a professor at Covenant, so try and get some seminary training and provide some stability for our family to prepare for doing more missionary work in the future. Yes. So for those of you guys who have been giving to us financially, thank you so much. We really appreciated that. If you've been giving, it's going to close out a small deficit that we have in the remaining couple months. It should be fulfilled. And if you don't stop giving to us, my guess is you probably would stop giving to us since we're not on staff right now. But if you don't, that money's going to be designated to continue being sent overseas to our sister movements in Asia. And if you're interested in continuing to give to campus ministry efforts in our city or abroad, please feel free to speak with me, and I'd be happy to introduce you to people who you could send the giving that you're currently giving to us to other people doing similar work.
And I just want to say one more thing. As you think about us kind of transitioning back, if you could continue praying for the students that we were discipling, I think it was really hard for them, especially the women that I was discipling, to kind of have that gap there. And even some of the men, too, have been messaging us saying they're praying for mentors and people that can really help disciple them in the gospel. So your prayers for them would be appreciated, too. So
that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.